Pastor Mabewa, you're coming up on your 30-year anniversary at Kabwata Baptist Church, and the church has been used in many ways by God. And I wonder if you might just tell us something of the spiritual condition in Africa in the last 100 years, and how perhaps this would be Zambia in particular, how a return to Sola Scriptura has assisted and the Reformation and what the Lord is doing there in that part of the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me here. And the best way to describe Africa over the last 100 years is really going from almost complete darkness to light. I mean, it's been a major miracle of missions work. When you talk especially of the central part of Africa, about 100 years, you only really had Christian work along the coast. But in due season, through a number of missionaries, probably the most well-known would be David Livingstone, the gospel began to go into the central part, and different denominations ministering to specific tribal groups. In due season, indigenous leaders coming through the ranks and taking up the role of leading entire denominations and so on. So, you know, fast forward 100 years later, the Christian faith is really the number one faith as far as Africa is concerned, by far. Of course, the Arab North is unique in that sense. It's the Muslim faith still holds sway there. So that is what one would say in terms of what has happened over the 100 years. And again, quite apart from that is the recognition that it's been through the preaching of the gospel, through the learning of the languages of the people and then translating the Bible into those languages, that the Christian faith has taken root. Even what we have come to know as the time when the African leaders began to fight against colonialism, that was also an offshoot of the mission's work, because as the indigenous Africans were in what at that time were called mission schools, and they were learning from the Bible that there's really no difference between white and black. We are really all one race. We are all made in the image of God. That they began to ask the kind of questions that finally led into what is called Pan-Africanism. So although they were not all converted, but clearly it sprang from what the scriptures were teaching. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done, but there's no doubt about it that Africa is what it is today because the scriptures were made available to a large extent in the common language of the people. Most of the tribes would have at least the New Testament in their language, but also because we're colonized by a number of the major nations, you know, England, France, Portugal, and so on. As long as those also had the Bible in their language, because the educational system would be in those languages, it meant that anybody who's going to school, once he has the Bible in the language in which he was going to school, would consequently still be exposed to the scriptures. So I repeat, we owe a lot as an African continent to Sola Scriptura.
Well, related to that, I wanted to ask you, Pastor, having observed you for some years now, that you're very passionate about seeing men who are genuinely called to the gospel ministry, who evidence the gifts for that ministry, to be subsequently trained and sent out to plant churches. And so I wonder if you might I guess, address two issues. One, how important is theological training? Having seen some of those ministerial schools, and there's many in Zambia in particular, you're on several boards, how important is theological training? And then maybe just touch on your vision for church planting, and I use that word in a very reformed sense, but what you have done and what you are doing in planting churches and sending those men out.
Yes, first of all, the Apostle Paul says to Timothy that the things that he has learned from him that he would pass on to others, really as a form of sound teaching. In other words, the Apostle Paul recognized the fact that there was need to train leaders, and there was need for those who would be handling the Word of God to know how to handle it properly. And because of that, it's important, therefore, for our churches to recognize the importance of leaders, especially those who are going to be pastors, who will be filling the pulpit and regularly preaching and teaching, to be well equipped for ministry. Because if they are not, because they are in the primary leadership position and the primary teachers, it's very easy for them to start going off at a tangent. However, as they learn church history, for instance, they begin to realize that some of the latest fads are just old eras in new clothes. And that in itself is a preventative. When they learn, for instance, systematic theology, it enables them to go to any part of the Bible and not pick out what is error, because they have some system of truth by which they are handling the Word of God, and so on. We can talk about biblical studies in the same way. So ultimately, I definitely would want to encourage anyone to ensure that they study for the ministry. And back home, because of the fact that we do not have as much in terms of financial resources, we tend to encourage people either to learn to read by way of guided reading under a pastor, or attend some kind of part-time Bible college training, so that, again, it's guided study, equipping themselves for ministry. So that's what we're doing, and it's at different levels altogether. Some of them are really in rural areas, where the pastors come on bicycles on Monday, learn Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday they go back on bicycles into their villages to go and minister, and also to be involved in basic subsistence farming and so on, all the way to colleges which are full-time. Then with respect to our own churches, church planting effort, and by that we're really talking about establishing local churches, we are fairly deliberate about it. First of all, we aimed that all the major cities in the country, the provincial capitals, should at least have one good, solid Reformed Baptist church. And then Zambia has a kind of cross in terms of the major routes. And again, we wanted to ensure that the major cities in those routes also have good, solid Reformed Baptist churches. And by the grace of God, that's now more or less accomplished. There's one major area in the north of Zambia where we've just begun. It's like the last citadel to be brought down. So we're really praying that we'll see similar fruit. And then we have also launched out into the neighboring countries as well, wanting to ensure that their capital cities also have such a work. And by the grace of God, that's beginning to happen. And we are hoping that as these churches are planted, they will also engage into the work of establishing local churches in their surroundings, so that way there is a multiplication factor that is taking place. And one of the reasons why we're doing that is because although there is a lot of Christianity in Zambia, in Africa, we are fast losing the sola scriptura. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of noise, a lot of words being spoken without biblical meaning. And consequently, invariably, where the word of God is missing, salvation is lost in terms of it not being there. Holiness is absent as well. So there's an outward form of religion, but really true spirituality is missing on the inside. And simply sort of condemning that is not good enough. They need to see real preaching, good, solid churches, for people to realize what they don't have. And that's really the route that we have taken. And God's been gracious to see us to the point where we are now.
Amen. Well, thank you for taking the time to answer those questions for us. Lord, bless your ministry.
Thank you.